the 2,500-kilometer-long transmission line built by the State Grid Corporation of China is the world's longest ultra-high-voltage direct-current grid project. With a transmission capacity of 4 million kilowatts, the line stretches across 80 cities, delivering power from the Belo Monte hydroelectric dam to economic centers in the southeast like Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. Construction work started in September in 2017 and was finished this month, 2 months ahead of the schedule. Xiao Bin, a senior project manager with China State Grid, attributed the efficiency and high quality of the construction work to the expertise of their technical management team.
I think their strong project execution capability helped us to complete the project ahead of schedule. The ample financial support ensured that the construction work by the contractors went smoothly. Besides, we also have competent management capability. Our teams are very experienced and are able to quickly solve difficult problems. The equipment required was always shipped to the construction site in advance, which helped us finish the project on time.
Brazil's hydropower potential ranks third in the world, following Russia and China. But long-distance power transmission has been a problem that plagued the country for a long time. Brazil's government decided in 2013 to use ultra-high-voltage transmission technology for the transmission project, as it's able to provide high transmission capacity with relatively low loss over long distances. But the benefits of the project have proved to be more than just a sufficient and stable power supply. Xiao Bin said that the transmission line project has created 16,000 jobs for local communities and generated taxes of over 2 billion Brazilian real.
The project is the largest ever power project in Brazil and is of great significance for the country. It will effectively resolve the power shortages in the south of the country. Brazilian engineers also participated in our project. We offer relevant technical training for local engineers.
Jia Yongjian, another manager of the project, said that their sound construction plan and mature techniques guaranteed a high-quality outcome for the project.
Once it goes into operation, the equipment will constantly vibrate. Our technique enables the equipment to withstand this vibration and avoid cracking.
The transmission line is expected to be put into operation in the third quarter of this year. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.